It is now time for game two of our doubleheader broadcast of Bomber Basketball live on Classic Hits 101.7. Before we get into the broadcast proper, let's remind our listeners that if you've missed any part of our basketball broadcast this evening or at any other time, go to our website at ktlo.com, click podcasts, and click the tab of Lady Bomber or Bomber Basketball. Also letting our listeners know that we have some weather around the area, including a tornado watch that remains in effect until 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. So just keep it careful out there. Now, without any further ado, let's head back courtside with Matt Sharp.
Thank you very much, Joe, and a good evening once again from Don Riggs Memorial Hurricane Gymnasium here on the campus of the Academies of Jonesboro High School as we are getting ready for this second portion of our doubleheader. This is the opening night of conference play here in the 5A East as Massenholm is going to try to boys try to have better fortunes than their female counterparts as they get ready to take on this Jonesboro Golden Hurricane team in this contest. Mountain Home coming into this game on quite a roll right now. The Bombers are 9-4 on the season. Mountain Home coming off a big win over a very good Russellville team this past Tuesday night at the Hangar. Russellville came into that game ranked 8th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 5A by the Arkansas Sports Media. And Mountain Home, I'll tell you, one of the keys to that win was definitely the play of Matt Jones. And also Dawson Tabor, both of them did an excellent job of crashing the boards. And Matt Jones just looked like a beast down on that low block as he ended up with 22 points in that game that night. And I know that's one thing he'd like to be able to continue to do tonight, especially on the boards. This Jonesboro team, as you know, Josh and I were talking during halftime of the girls' game, right now they're 7-5. You know, usually that's not a typical record for a Jonesboro team. But they played a very brutal non-conference schedule. Their last game was actually, I think, this past Saturday here at their home floor. They were hosting the Natural State Hoop Fest. Ended up suffering a 5-point loss that night to Little Rock Central. And usually the Tigers always bring a challenge to anyone that they play just about every year. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and check our starting lineups in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Jonesboro. You're listening to the Bombers pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the 5th year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Bombers pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mountain Home is getting ready to take on Jonesboro in this conference opener. Mountain Home in there with their starting lineups and as they wear their road blues tonight, coached by Josh Fulcher. Their starting lineup will have two seniors, Satch Harris at 5'11 and Abe Crawford at 6'. And three juniors, Wyatt Gilbert at 5'11, Matt Jones at 6'5, and Dawson Tabor at 6'4. Jonesboro on their home whites, coached by Wes Swift. They will be going with Keelan McBride, he is a 5'10 junior. Jesse Washington, a 6'1 senior. Also, Shamar Anderson, a 6'2 junior. Marion Wilson, a 5'9 sophomore. And Kevon Pointer, a 6'2 sophomore. That's going to wrap up the Bombers pregame show. We'll get this game tipped off in just a moment. It is Mountain Home and Jonesboro coming up next. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.